It is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly when technology permits. She is, we hope, over there in Zurich or near enough. Is that true? Hello, Mirella.
Hi, Jill. No, actually traveling, but with our usual conversation topics for the week.
Okay.
So what I wanted to talk about today is England, because even though the subject is not making the headlines anymore, other things are taking over. I can see that there is a tension building up between England and Russia that will probably have some very serious consequences in the very near future. And it's about the murder of Sergei Skripal. I wouldn't say that. He's still alive, but I mean, chances are that he's never going to be the same again, together with his daughter in England on the 4th of March. So to give a little bit the details again, because that might have been forgotten in the meantime, he was a retired Russian military intelligence colonel. He was sentenced in 2006 to 13 years in prison for working with the British intelligence, the MI6. He was convicted of high treason and espionage since 1995. So this sentence was at the time considered like a very light sentence for a country like Russia. In any case, in 2010, he was exchanged with four others spies in a deal between Russia and England, and then was basically having a very retired, quiet life in England until this 4th of March, where he has been found on a bench with his daughter in a very weird state. People passing by were thinking eventually that these were drunk people or drugged people. But when the police officers went there, they could see that the case was more serious than that, which also became a problem for one of those officers who probably also was in contact with the same poison and was then as well in a very serious state at the hospital. So what's really important in this case is to know that the poison used is apparently, according the expert, a nerve agent that has been developed by Russia, a nerve agent that is technically also forbidden on a list of forbidden substances. And nobody really knows if it's really Russia, but England is definitely taking the position of accusing the country and of retaliating already in terms of expelling Russia diplomats, 23, and Russia answering back by expelling as well 23 UK diplomats back to UK and shutting down all activities of the British Council in Russia. So the last position of Russia is to say that England has to prove that the Russia role in this spy poisoning, and otherwise, if they are not able to prove that, then they must apologize. England is very far from apologizing, is actually thinking of how to retaliate more. Countries in the European Union, like France and Germany, have heavily condemned this action and would like to this entire story to be clarified and to have an explanation of exactly what happened. For UK, it's also a matter of pride, because it is not the first time that this is happening, that a former spy has been poisoned. And that's why Theresa May, the Prime Minister, is now really want now to make certain that the UKs do not tolerate any threat to the life of British citizens or others on British soil from the Russia government or from any other government, for that matter. That sounds actually like really an incredible story, I have to say, for people that are not involved in this kind of issues. It sounds basically like a movie that took place in England on the 4th of March. I think it's especially interesting to mention this this issue because tension with Russia are by now, since a few years, getting really more, and the accusations are coming from all sorts of countries, even though people at the government level in the European Union are still trying to keep a very diplomatic position, as Russia is extremely important on many levels, and not the least the energy supply. But since the events in Ukraine, one can really say and see that tension has been actually increasing dramatically, not always for the same issues or the same problems, but always with a certain, how can we put it, a certain aggression towards each other actions.
And I think it's fair to mention that, you know, you had the plane that was shot. This goes back years. You had the plane that was shot down.
Yes.
You have, as you say, the energy component is massive.
Yes.
Because it creates, let's call it, an unstable equilibrium where you can only at least publicly make so much noise, because you don't want to be cut off, and that and there's a fair bit of awareness that that could completely happen. That being said, what I find striking about this particular story is the ancillary bits that aren't even really out there, which is there's another a questionable death, and
yes.
I'm not positive of this number, but something like 38 people who were affected by this nerve agent, just regular people, not just involved in the...
It's a very dangerous nerve agent, by all means.
And
it's really extraordinary to have been able to travel with that without any detection. And I think this is one very complicated part of this investigation, is to know how this is even possible and where this nerve agent has been produced.
And, you know, this is something that we may or may not find out, shall we say, in a timely manner. But it's important that when it is, the entire story is viewed, that people don't get distracted by, let's just say, bits of the narrative.
Yes.
That are being presented for their enlightenment.
Yes.
How's that for diplomacy?
Yes. And I think what is also an important component of this story is that there is a little bit of guilt feeling from the UK's, because over the years, this has been happening a few times, and every time it was a very mild answer, or they didn't really know, was it poisoning, wasn't it, and who, I mean, things just got lost in the void, basically. And it's only now, with a case that is so dramatically visible, that they feel obliged to basically also reopen old cases and see if maybe they missed some very important factors that could have led to a stronger position in the past and not now, when basically because of the public eye, there is a certain obligation to deliver answers.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.